You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's controversial pandemic management bill is closer to becoming law after passing the state parliament's upper house. The Public Health and Wellbeing Amendment Bill will grant the Premier and Health Minister, rather than the Chief Health Officer, the power to declare a pandemic and enforce restrictions from December the 16th, when Victoria's state of emergency expires. The new bill comes as the state records 1,419 new coronavirus infections and 10 COVID-19 deaths. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the continuous fall in hospitalisations is more relevant than the spike in cases.
Well, case numbers are less relevant today than they've ever been. Of course, there is a conversion of total cases to total hospital admissions, but the trend, we're seeing less and less people in hospital, and really importantly, the number of people that are on a machine to help them breathe is falling steadily. It's now a relatively small number compared to what it was.
Meantime, a seventh case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been confirmed in New South Wales. New South Wales Health says the latest infection is in someone who has not been in Southern Africa, and it's believed they may have become infected on an international flight. The person arrived in Sydney on flight QR908 from Doha on November the 23rd. New South Wales Health has ordered everyone who was on that flight to get tested for COVID and to isolate. One exposure site has been listed, the Mantra Service Departments in Chatswood, from November the 23rd until December the 1st. Urgent genomic tests have been done to find out if two other members of the person's household, who also have COVID-19, are positive with the Omicron variant. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the emergence of the variant highlights the importance of coming forward for a booster shot for those who are fully vaccinated.
There's been a 40% increase in the number of people coming forward for booster shots as compared to last week. That's a big plus for all of us. And I think the message there is, we know that this virus is dangerous. It does come at us in different forms. Don't take it lightly. If you've been offered a booster, go and get it. And basically, that is since your last shot, your last of the two. If it's been 6 months, go and get your shot. Go and get your booster.
And South Australia has identified 18 new locally acquired cases, with 16 of them linked to a school reunion in Adelaide. The reunion was attended by former State Premier Jay Weatherill, who has tested positive to the virus. Governor Francis Adamson, Labor leader Peter Malinauskas, and his deputy Susan Close have been identified as close contacts and have all tested negative. But under current rules, they will need to quarantine for 7 days. The Chief Health Officer, Nicola Spurrier, says it's likely the cases are the Delta variant, but she won't be releasing all the new exposure sites.
We have 18 new cases to report today. 16 of those cases are linked to what we're calling the Norwood cluster, and the others are two cases from interstate travellers. So at this stage, all of the cases we have in our state are linked.
And the case of a fully vaccinated 45-year-old man from Lajamanu has been found about 900 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs, bringing the Northern Territory's COVID cluster to 60. The person was detected just a day after lockdown restrictions were lifted in the community of about 600 people. The man and 13 close contacts will be moved into the Howard Springs quarantine facility. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.